Your mindset, your belief system is everything. And it is so powerful. And so I came all the way from Atlanta, Georgia to tell you, you were not a mistake. You were not an accident. You were here for a reason. I know you're going through some hard times. I know life at times might feel rough, or you might feel weird, or things might be frustrating, but it's not going to always be like this. Your condition is not your conclusion. There is so much more that's going to take place. There is so much more power that's inside you. If you make up in your mind, I choose to believe that I can do great things. And I promise you, my young friends, I got to a point in life when I was like, man, I got these teachers. They must really care. Like when you start having teachers that get diagnosed with cancer, but they still show up to school. One of my teachers had arthritis so bad, she couldn't even write on the chalkboard. Other teacher was going through a divorce. Another one that just buried her child. I'm looking at all these teachers that's going through life just like you, just like me, but they kept showing up. So something inside my brain said, maybe I am worth it. Something inside me said, maybe I can do great things. For them to jump through all these hoops and go out of their way to kind of connect with me, for them to make these sacrifices, maybe it is possible for me. It's the same way with you.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
You know what? I'm not just a student. You know what I'm saying? That just happened to me in this grade. I'm not just here at this school. I'm here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And you got to tell yourself, man, I feel like I've been pushed down in the dirt. I feel like people have been stomping on me. I feel like stuff has been raining on me. But you didn't realize this, my young friends. You was just a seed. So you got to tell yourself, no. I haven't been pushed down in the dirt and I haven't been stomped on. I've been planted and I've been placed in this pot for a reason. And we are at this arena here to be able to have a conversation to say, what does it look like to go to that next level? And so I need you all to do the same thing. When you leave here, if you feel like you're in a weird place, if you feel stuck, if you feel like, you know what, I just feel like I need some help, you get the help you need. That's how you show how strong and how bold and how powerful you are. What's the next app that you're going to create? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wonder, like, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to come up with a cure for Alzheimer's, dementia? Are you going to come up, you know what I'm saying, with something that can purify water for people across the globe? Are you going to create the next app that can connect us? Are you going to be the next teacher or superintendent? Are you going to be the next leader in our community? Like I be wondering sometimes, like, what are the great things that you're going to accomplish? And there are times when I look at what's happening in the world and I'm a bit discouraged. I got a 7-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old baby boy. Sometimes I look at the crazy stuff that's happening in this world and I'm like, man, what kind of world am I raising my kids in? But then I'm encouraged because I get to come to events like this and I get to look in your faces and connect with you. And I have no doubt that there's great things inside you and that you're going to experience some amazing things inside your life if you make a decision to say, I'm going to speak up, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to save a life. If you tell yourself, I will be a leader. If you tell yourself, I'm going to show up every single day at my school and I'm going to go above and beyond because there are some kids in some different countries, in some different places that wish they had the opportunity to be at my school, to have floors and lights, you know what I'm saying, and screens and technology. I've been some places, my young friends, where I've walked in some schools in some different countries doing some volunteer work, and I'm seeing the facilities they in. I've met some kids that would love to come here and be able to go to a school that has a gym, or be able to go to a school that has AC, or to be able to go to school that has desks, or to be able to go to school where they get their own books, and then some of y'all tablets and all these extra things. We are so privileged. What do we do with this opportunity that we have? I want to challenge you to make the most of it, to speak life, to love, to encourage, to wrap your arms around those who are struggling and you let them know, you know what, you're not in this by yourself. What we're not going to do is we're not going to quit. What we're not going to do is we're not going to surrender. What we're not going to do is we're going to just, you know what I'm saying, just stay in this place. We knew that eventually things would change. Like eventually it's going to turn around for my good and we'll be stronger from it and we'll be better equipped and this will make us better people. Now, you can't always control what happens to you, my friends, but you can control how you respond to it.
I need you to think about your dream. That big life dream.
The people who dream and those people who dream big have a different kind of life than the people who don't dream.
A winner is a dreamer who never gives up.
Dreams require sacrifices. Like, my city's expensive. Move. My car payments are high. Sell your car and take the bus. This is dreams we're talking about. We're talking about dreams.
Whether it's fear or anxiety, whatever it may be, I believe that every single person who's going out to chase their dreams has those voices in their head. I think it's part of the human experience.
Stop downgrading your dream to fit your reality and start upgrading your conviction to match your destiny.
Stay strong, have faith, keep pushing through. I've said this before, and I'm living proof of it, is that on the other side of your struggle is something good. On your other side of your struggle is something better. On the other side of your struggle is some sort of success.
Why would you waste 1 second doing something that wasn't progressing your dream?
Go after this thing called life. Don't look back and have regrets. Understand that you're at a place and a position right now when hard work and valuing people, nothing can stop you. I promise you.
So your dream will cause you to go insane, because what you want, it hunts you every single night. So your big dogs, they won't give you the opportunity. You're gonna have to take it.
I need you to remember your destination.
You don't realize your dreams are so important, because your DNA, who you are as a person, is wrapped up in your dream.
No matter what happens, you will not quit, because quitting is not an option, because you have a why, you have a passion, you have a purpose.
I have a dream.
Your DNA is in your dream.
Be the example for the crazy dreamers in this world.
You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it.
What you want exists. Don't settle until you get it.
The rigors of academic life can be brutal. Long days of classes, long nights of studying, and low cash flow requires you to be frugal. Projects, case studies, pop quizzes, and final exams will test your morals and your scruples. But you keep pushing and pushing, because you know one day all of that hard work and studying will pay off and be fruitful. You've seen many others succumb to academic demise and wind up with the wrong letter on their transcript. The dreaded W, which painfully stands for withdrawal. But that's where you draw the line, because you made a vow to choose incline over decline. Fast forward over rewind, redesign over recline, and hard grind over pout and wine. You made the choice to dig deep within, and thus the only W you will ever get will be the W that stands for win. Because winners like you pick themselves up when they stumble and slip. Winners like you understand that it's impossible to never trip. Winners like you are strong enough to say no when their friends want them to take a sip. Winners like you trust the process, so steps they never ever try and skip. And that chip on your shoulder, it remains to remind you of all the doubters, naysayers, and haters that said you would never walk across that stage and receive that paper. But more fuel for your fire just makes success so much greater. Because you're overcoming the sour taste of now to get to the sweet taste of later. You adjust to all the different personalities of your teachers and professors, and enjoy those that are super cool, but stay mentally prepared for those that are stressors. Blessings seem to find you, because the universe conspires to make sure everything falls into place, because you've got so much heart, passion, and desire. Your fire keeps burning, but at times it starts to fizzle. But you remember you owe it to your future self, and that gas turns that fizzle into a sizzle. You want to leave a legacy and contribute to the greater good. So for now, it's the uncomfortable, discipline, and sacrifice. Because to cash out in the future means today you got to pay the price. So that means when your friends ask, can you go? Your heart wants to say yes, but your willpower says no. Because Mr. Jones Thermochemistry 3202 ain't no joke. And so you gotta be locked in and stay woke. Because he's all about business and doesn't give any rope. So if you miss any assignments or fail any tests, you have very little hope of passing his class. But you will pass his class, and you will pass it with flying colors. Because you, my friend, are an academic hustler. And thus you put in the time, the effort, and ask all the right questions to make sure all of your bases are covered. The vultures will hate. You tried to give them vision, but they never put on the right frames. And thus their sight was blurry, and their gray reflected it. And now they want to throw shade at you, but your shield deflected it. You tell them winning in progress over here. So please eliminate the negative vibe. It's time to remove them from your circle and find yourself a positive tribe. Because misery loves company. But that misery cannot have any of your companionship. Because everybody on your team is working as a unit to come back and win the championship. You owe it to your future self to make money moves in and out of the classroom. Because time waits for no one. And whether you succeed or fail, it will pass soon. So respect your personal brand and make sure your daily advertisement represents who you want to be. Walk with character and integrity so your reflection in the mirror is who you want to see. Your future self is counting on your current self to set the tone and make sure your future is not only bright, but powerful and strong for mediocrity. Your future self is counting on your current self to never take shortcuts and never lack integrity, because a day will come for you to walk with character and have clarity. Greatness is your destiny, but at times you must reboot your mental computer, because every step you take today will directly affect your future. Your future self is counting on your current self to give every ounce of your being, every ounce of your soul, to make sure you tap into your gift. This is a great day to win.
I think too many people are studying career paths that they don't like. Starting jobs that they aren't passionate about, starting relationships that they aren't over the moon for, starting businesses just for the money. Starting to judge others as a vehicle to receive validation from the people in their lives. And all that does is lead us to feeling directionless, uninspired, and unfulfilled. Feeling a lack of purpose and passion, a lack of meaning and motivation, it takes away from our drive and keeps us from doing the things that we want to do and becoming the kind of people that we would like to become. It forces us to play small. It keeps us from reaching our full potential of what we could be. It holds us back from all of the things that we have the potential of doing. So I think you should quit. I think you should quit chasing the paycheck and start chasing the passion. I think you should quit craving the approval of others and start defining what you are about. I think you should quit judging others and start accepting the uniqueness of every human being. I think you should quit hating and start loving yourself and the people around you. I think you should quit chasing the career your parents want you to follow and pursue your dream. I think you should quit starting something just for the money and start something that gives you meaning, that lights you up, that excites you, that gets you out of bed every morning. I think you should quit negativity and start having gratitude for whatever stage of life you're currently in and whatever happens to you. I think you should quit caring about what other people think and start living your version of life. I think you should quit being a watered-down version of someone else when you can be the full version of who you are. So many people spend their lives waiting for things to start instead of consistently making the decision to end the things that aren't moving them forward. It is your right to quit everything that is holding you back so that you can make room for everything that will move you towards the thing that you want. Your dreams are important. They are significant. They are valuable. They matter. You need to take your life, your goals, your inspirations, your aspirations, your desires seriously. Because if you don't, no one else will. If you don't become obsessed with creating your ideal life, it will slip away. You will lose sight. You can't let that happen. You need to make your life a priority. You need to make your dream a priority. You need to make your ideal life, your goals, your aspirations, all of the things that you want a priority. You need to make progress a priority. Invest time in yourself, into your health, into your career, into your school, into your business, into your relationships, into your mind, and into your life. You matter. You are worthy of creating an amazing life. You deserve to create an amazing life. You are something special. You are gifted. You are talented. You have something that no one else on the face of this planet has to offer. And the problem is, oftentimes we act like that isn't true. We act like we're one of the same of everyone else around us, that we have no unique gifts, that we can't really contribute that much to the people around us, that we can't make something significant, when that isn't true. What's true is that you have something that people need. You have a gift that people are looking for, but it is time to push forward and show up with that gift, so that you give people the opportunity to be inspired by who you are, to be inspired by what you do, to be inspired by the way that you show up in the world. So it's time to quit. It's time to quit hate, judgment, seeking validation from others, negativity, a certain dollar sign, meaningless relationships, the easy way out, laziness. It is time to quit being less of who you are and who you know you were made to be. It is on us to create a life that we can be proud of, a life that inspires others, a life that is an example of what is possible, a life that motivates people to change their own life just because they are looking at what's possible. It's on us to change our lives. We all get one shot. What we do with it is up to us.
I want you to tell us what those lowest moments of childhood felt like in one word.
Temporary. Absolutely temporary. There was just no way I was going to let that person beat me again. And there was just no way I was going to stay comfortable in this negative place. Just a matter of time. Some things are just destiny, you know? Look, everybody goes through a moment in their life where everything you thought up to that second vanishes, and you realize that there's an opportunity to change the story that you've written in your head for the last 2-3 decades. And I think it's universal. I think there are very few people who don't get to a point at year 20, 30, 35 that don't start debating, wait a minute, is this what I want? Is this where I'm going? Is this how it's playing out? And, you know, to me, that is one of the most important moments in one's life. You know, many people look at it as a moment to start to get upset and say, wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for. And others, regardless of what's happened, use it as an opportunity to write the next chapter.
400 trillion to one. I just want everybody to hear this. This is the reason I'm happy 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. 400 trillion to one. The odds of becoming a human being. You might not like the human being situation you ended up in, but let me tell you this. Your mom might have grabbed another glass of wine and you never would have been. I mean, 400 trillion to one.
I've never seen anything that scares me as much as sitting with somebody in their 80s or 90s who spends all their time talking to me and not about what they did, but what they wish they did. And in that, there's something that I think can really work here, and here's what I mean by that. I believe that if everybody in this room had a better relationship with understanding time, they could be much happier. I feel like people are grossly impatient. I don't think that people that are 55 years old realize they have 20 more years of executing in a world where they grew up as kids and 55 seems so old and people were dying at a different age and retiring at a different age. I think if you actually saw regret up close and personal for one day, that a lot of the things that you're not doing, that it could scare you into doing it. I live a life already where people email me on a tactical level the regret that they wish they listened to me around this, that, or the other thing 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
You need to use guilt as your fuel. You need to start feeling guilty when you're not achieving or striving towards your dream. You can use the people that doubted your dream as motivation. When your dreams are dying and when you don't have enough strength to go on, I need you to stop the procrastination. I need you to let go of all limitations.
So I'm here to tell you today that you can have anything you want, be anyone you want, but you're gonna have to work.
See, dreams, aspirations, they're not easily obtained. But one of the hardest things to do is to keep going, is to keep chasing.
People will give up their dreams for certainty. But I'm telling you that your life will start to change when you become more committed to your dreams than your comfort zone. Stop being pushed around by the fears in your mind and start being led by the dreams in your heart.
This is your moment, and you gotta look in the mirror and believe that.
Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
So take advantage of today. Take advantage of tomorrow. Take advantage of every opportunity that you have to do what you want in life.
Life's too short to be working on someone else's dream. And I know it's difficult to follow your dreams, but it's even worse if you don't. You have to find a way to build your own dream, or someone else will hire you to build theirs. If you give up on your dream, what's left? Because the people who accomplished their dreams in this world stopped telling people about them and started showing them. They never once gave up on a dream just because of the amount of time it took to accomplish it. No. They knew that the time was going to pass anyway. Every single successful person that accomplished a dream will tell you that as soon as you truly start pursuing your dream, your life wakes up and everything has meaning. You need to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's going to happen. And when you believe wholeheartedly, then there's no need to call it a dream.
The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, I'm the one. I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
It's simple. You either change your dreams or enhance your skills. The amount of work is the same. Every person that did incredible things in this world had to dream crazy. Dream big. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Create it. You are your only limit. Your potential is endless. Go do what you dreamed you could do. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Don't worry about failure. You only have to be right once. Because when something is important enough, you do it, even if the odds are not in your favor. You gotta stop believing in the doubters and start believing in your abilities. You've got hate? Use it. Put in the extra hour fueled by the anger you have for not achieving your dream.
Keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8.
Are you tired? Think of all the people that are counting on you when you succeed. I believe that every person has the ability to flip a switch inside their mind and say, it's go time. I'm not holding back. No matter what it takes, I will do what I say. This time, it's different. I've caught the fire. I'm ready to go. This year is my year. There's always another skill. There's always another challenge. And your dream needs to be stronger than your excuses.
If you do not do what you're doing right now well, your goal is just going to be a fancy desire, isn't it?
Because you will feel defeated at times. You're going to want to give up. But you have to start doing things that you didn't know you could do. Staying in your comfort zone never does anything for you. Because even if you think you're out of your comfort zone, there's always another level. Show the world how bad you'll fight to be in the winner's circle. If you can't find the key to your dream, then pick the lock. Either you find a way to accomplish your goal or you make one. If you fight your limitations, you get to keep them. If you're not getting the results you want from your dream, then examine your motivation. Give yourself something to work towards constantly. Take charge of your emotions. Don't let someone else choose them for you.
It's time to ignite the dream. It's time for you to stop settling for just money and really open your game up.
All you have to do is know where you're going, and the answers will come to you. Forget the past mistakes. Forget the failures. Forget everything except what you're going to do now, and do it. It's taken me my entire life to understand it's not necessary to know every single detail and to stop testing the waters and just dive in. You're gonna get judged regardless of what you do. Expect the best, plan for the worst, and prepare to be surprised. Big results require big ambitions. It's tapping into your own emotions and letting them drive your dream.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
I've got to just take maybe 5 minutes to kind of just unpack my story so that you have an idea of who I am and why I speak with the passion that I speak with. There was a time when I was in a really dark place. You know, my mom had me when she was 16 years old. I grew up without my biological father in my life. I struggled with years for drug and alcohol abuse. And I just found myself in a really, really, really weird and dark place. I had to repeat the seventh grade, and when the eighth grade came around, I'll never forget hearing at a parent-teacher conference a teacher tell my mom that I wasn't high school material. And I came to tell you that words are powerful. And when I heard that statement, I remember feeling like, wow, you know, like I am really, really a failure, you know? Like it's one thing to tell a student, hey, okay, you're about to graduate from high school, you're not college material, you're not gonna go to an Ivy League, maybe you should go to a tech school. Like I've heard that, right? Like different people have different paths, but how do you tell middle school kids that they're not ready for high school? Like it affected me. And I'll never forget going that next year, and after a series of events, a lot of fighting, a lot of struggling, that school ended up kicking me out. They got all bent out of shape because I cut the electricity off. The next year, I went to another school, got the report card at the end of the year, and because I did not do well and I did not put good in, when I got that final report card, all Fs, one C. And my mom is this tall, but when she gets mad, she turns into the Hulk, you know? And I'm thinking like, this is not gonna be pretty. But I came up with a plan. I said, you know what, I'm gonna change my grades. So I went to the library, I got that whiteout, I blotched off all the Fs and the C. I took a fancy pen and a ruler, and I put those small little dots and lines, and I gave myself all A's and two B's. Then I made a copy of it. And as soon as I got home, I gave it to my mom. She took one glance and was like, boy, where your real report card at? I said, Mom, let me explain. She said, no, I don't want to hear it. I know what happened. I said, you do? She said, yes, you probably lost it, how you always lose stuff, and you went to the office, and they had to make a copy of theirs on file. I said, yep, you be knowing, Mama. She's like, I'm like, you know everything. She's like, I know. But at the end of that summer, when my real report card came in, it was really rough. I'll never forget, like, when I first tricked my mom and she saw it, she was like, I'm so proud of you. She started crying. I even got emotional. I was like, I told you, Mom, I'm gonna make you proud. She hugging me, I'm hugging her. We got like a breakthrough. And you're probably wondering, like, Jeremy, why were you crying? Like, you know you didn't really earn all A's and two B's. Well, for the first time in a long time, I didn't feel like a failure. Like, I actually felt successful, like, worthy, like, I felt like I was good enough. And so that was a bit of an emotional moment. But it wasn't real because I didn't really earn those grades. Now, when my school sent my real report card home and my mom saw it, she was in denial. My baby made A's and B's. So she called the school. I was like, ooh, hang up the phone, Mama, hang up the phone. And again, she's in tears. But now what was once tears of joy, now it's tears of sorrow, tears of pain, tears of frustration. And she's trying to figure out, like, I wish my baby would just get it together. And I was so hurt, but I felt stuck. I was depressed. I was tired. I was struggling. I felt like I was an accident. Like, what's the purpose of life? Like, why am I here? You know, I felt like I couldn't fit in. When it was time to read, I didn't want to read because somebody was going to tease me because I wasn't a good reader. We was always getting in fights. People was bullying me. Then there was a time when I was the bully. Like, I just struggled. And I was like, what's the point of it all? And my mom's a great mom, so she moved me to another school. So now I'm at the school now called Huntsville High. This is my third school for the ninth grade. Now I'm at this new school, and I don't know how to explain it to you, but I got a group of teachers, I felt like they were weird. They were saying stuff like, Jeremy, we believe in you. I'm like, me? One teacher was like, oh yeah, Jeremy Anderson, up top my man, this is gonna be the best year ever. I'm like, okay. One teacher, I had to ask him, I was like, wait a second, y'all are way too enthusiastic. Did y'all get my transcripts? Like, y'all got the right Jeremy? They was like, yep, we got the right Jeremy, but you're in a new season now. So you don't have to worry about the past. I was like, yeah, but you do know about last year. Yep. I said, you know, this is my third school. They was like, we're not worried about that again, Jeremy. You're in a new season now. So let's not bring old things into a new season. And they began to speak life to me. They began to encourage me. They began to affirm me. And because I was young and I was immature, I kind of felt like, well, you don't really understand my story. You don't come from where I come from. And I try to build a wall up. But you know what knocked that wall down? It's love. You know what knocked that wall down? It was perseverance. You know what knocked that wall down? It was like unwavering commitment and support. And I realized you can be black, white, purple, blue, green. We need each other. And if you're showing up because you believe in me and you see great things inside me, like maybe, just maybe I could do great things. Sometimes I go back to like being that little boy in the hallway that overheard that teacher tell my mom that I wasn't high school material. Then I have to remind myself like, no. That's not true. I am that. I can do that. I can achieve that. Sometimes I have to remind myself, what am I telling you? Like, life can be hard, life can be rough, but there's something special. And there's something powerful about the human mind and about the human spirit and about the human will when you tell yourself, I won't give up, I won't surrender, I won't quit. I'm going to show up every single day and do the best that I can. And here's the beautiful thing about you is while you're going through your process and while you're trying to navigate these waters and while you're still, you know, trying to tweak some stuff within yourself, you still got the power to save somebody else's life. You got the power to speak up for others. You got the power to be the voice of reason for someone who might be on the verge of doing something they shouldn't do. You have the power to brighten somebody's day. Your words are powerful. Your energy is powerful. And so I don't want you all to think that you have to have it all together and everything for you has to be perfect in order for you to be a leader. No. You can make an impact. You can make a difference. You can save somebody's life right now by you just being unapologetically you, and you walking in that calling and you speak life and you affirm and you let others know, I see you and I'm with you and I got your back and you're not by yourself, and I will hold your hand as you go throughout this journey. And even though I'm struggling, I don't mind fighting on behalf of you, and we're gonna figure this thing out together. Key word, together. We're gonna figure this thing out together. There's something beautiful about us having that mindset of us being together. You know what I'm saying? Not black, white, Asian, Hispanic, not Republican, Democrat, independent, not gay or straight, not like male or female, like us coming together saying, man, we are human. We are here. And I believe that there is more that makes us together. There is more than we have in common than we have that's not in common. And I believe that our differences is what makes us so doggone amazing. Our differences. Think about that, right? Like, there are so many amazing things, and there are so many different amazing personalities, and there is nobody else on this planet exactly like you. So I believe that we make a decision to say, you know what? We will come together as a people. We will come together as a nation. We will come together as a state. We will come together as a city. We will come together as a district. We will come together as a school. We will come together as a grade. We will come together as a class, and we will value each other. We will speak life to one another, and we will help each other go to that next level.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.